Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday, everybody.
Sorry, I'm having a coughing fit.
I have been having a little bit of a cough as well.
I do really have a tickle, like, but it comes on unexpectedly, you know?
I think everybody's getting a little, unfortunately.
It's sick season. Love Vermont,
but it's the season of the sick.
Oh, we're on it today, G. We're on it today.
Okay.
Today's the day.
There we go.
Oh, my God. Hello, yes. Hello to everybody. Thank you for being patient, waiting for this episode to come out a little bit later. My travel back and forth to Chicago during the week really put a wrench in a lot of our plans this week. But thank you for being patient, being cool.
Yay.
And here we are having a good time. We have, you know what I didn't do? That's okay. We'll get into it in a minute.
Oh.
I didn't do my Trinity, but I'll do it in real time.
Oh.
That'll be easy to do.
Wait, I didn't do mine either. I thought we were not doing it.
No, I thought we were doing Trinity and then saving playlist.
Oh, fuck. I didn't do Trinity.
Should we do it in real time? Let's do it in real time.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
So, all right, so we're doing our Holy Trinities for our favorite three songs per Taylor Swift album today. We've got some questions. We've got some, we're exchanging our Christmas gifts finally.
Yes.
And
I have a fun little gift from TJ's mom, Mad Lib for us to do.
Ooh, we'll try a little bit of that out. Yeah. And we're just going to have a very lighthearted day today,
yes,
which is
very
going to be fun. For those who are still watching along, paying attention to Surviving Barstool, the finale is tonight, and it's the finale and the reunion starting at 8 p.m. and it is so good.
Like, I'm so excited.
It's really, really good. I don't, you know, spoiler, I got kicked off on Tuesday's episode.
I hate to see her go, but I love to watch her leave.
Mm-hmm.
Except not in this case. I didn't love to watch you leave.
No,
in this
it sucked
case.
Leaving. But yeah. You know what though? Like, again, I'm now very far removed from it. So like the feeling of losing was fine. I mean, it's still kinda like a fuck that sucks.
Yeah,
but like
yeah.
And watching it back obviously blows dick, but you know, I'm having mental breakdowns about the response online. I'm freaking out. There's not enough context for things, whatever. But this is how I get with these games. And enough time had passed between the last time I did one of these games for me to forget that this is exactly how I get during these.
Yeah.
And this was the reminder. And I just have to remember that. Like,
yeah.
I have to like either get it together or don't stop doing them. You know what I mean? Like, it's the lack of control really bothers me in a way that I don't, I don't know how to
not deal. Being able to control
to
the narrative.
Yeah. But it's not even that. It's like, it's definitely that. Sorry. But
or more
also,
not having control over your own.
Yes. It's more of like, okay, I remembered this whole, everything happened a certain way. And the way that it's being shown is not how it happened in real life. And that, to me, like, for me having to be like, wait, no, wait this, wait that. And, of course, that's what happens with reality shows. Like, they're telling a story that isn't necessarily yours.
Yeah.
And you have to remember that. But, again, it's like a, it's some sort of issue. I think it's like a deeper meaning issue for me. But I'll, I'll figure it out one day in therapy. But I'm going on Chicks in the Office later today, Thursday. So on Friday's episode, Rhea and I are going to break down some stuff. Talk about it, because you know she's got a hate train coming her way too. All the girls in the show, people are, when I say people I mean men, are furious that all the big guys are out and all the girls made it to the final. And it's like, well, that's on them for not suspecting us ever.
Yeah. I don't really understand why people are so pressed about that. I do feel like the backlash for this season has been tenfold compared to what it's
been. Gia, I'm telling you, and I don't know how to, I would love someone to do like a study or because I can't, but it would be something to show the difference in like online hate and trolling and harassment in the past like two or three years, like how it's changed. Because, you know, I've been on the internet for a million years, and you know, I've always gotten hate here and there for things, but the insults used to be like, dumb take, you're stupid, loser. Like, it was like low-key stuff that you could be like, whatever, these are trolls. Now it's like, literally kill yourself, hope you get fired from your job, hope your whole family is dead, and here's your address, by
like,
the way,
worthless.
And I'll be there in 10 minutes,
yeah,
and I'm going to slit your throat while you sleep. Like, people are and it's that 25,000 times. Like, I think that there is something to be said, and I might sound paranoid like this, but I'm like really trying to like not justify but minimize it. I think people really do like use technology to make multiple accounts to like attack people, you know, and so you can get 100 comments talking shit about you in 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And it's like, It's just, it's really suffocating is what it is. And it's tough. And I also feel like it's a nightmare.
Not to bring up Elon, but the way that Twitter's been changed over the course of the couple of years, like I feel like you can say stuff on Twitter now that you would get reported for, or
I think you're right.
your account deleted for.
Absolutely.
That you, that now is just brushed past. Like
people forget, like with this, you know,
free speech.
Free speech. Like they do all these things under the guise of it being free speech, but if I'm being honest, I think that like
death threats.
It's one thing, it's one thing to have free speech. It's another thing to encourage and allow people to be their worst.
Yeah,
and I think that that's like Twitter does that all the time, and it seeps. You know, it starts to seep into other apps, but it's obviously not as bad as Twitter. And we're always talking about Twitter. We talked about it last week, or literally on Tuesday. All those fucking trolls coming after us, which you know they're silent now. Quiet as fuck.
Yeah, of course.
Which is always how it happens.
Well, of course, but they're like, oh, they still didn't take accountability.
Right, of course. Right, yeah. Mm-mm, no, and let me promise you something. I never will.
No, and I never will. It's just like
it's just.
I don't know.
There are so many words.
Accountability
that I wanna, like,
for
mute.
My tone, like for my like. I just it doesn't make any sense
but,
to me. So,
but I also don't understand that where it's like, okay, so you think they're that you think these people that accountability needs to be taken. What does accountability mean to you? Like, what does that mean? What? Tell me exactly
you
what
want
you want
me to apologize
say,
for
and
an
how
opinion?
Exactly do you want me to feel? Right, exactly. Like, hey, by the way, I got free speech as well, bitch. Yeah. Like, what do you want? Like, it's just, ugh. I don't know.
You can't win sometimes, so
you really
it's hard.
Can't, so it's frustrating. But yeah, this week's been a real shitstorm, generally speaking. And I just can't wait for Surviving Boston to be over. I really can't. I'm so excited.
I honestly can't wait for it to be over either.
Truly. Like, I want to move on with my life. I want everybody else to move on with their lives. Like, nobody's well. You know what I mean? Like, I think that I'm maybe the most vocal about how, like, upset I am about the whole thing just because of the response or whatever. But nobody is okay. Like, everyone, like, cannot shut the fuck up. It's almost like it's like word vomit. It's it's like a
but
tick
it's also
or
like,
something. Like,
woulda, shoulda, coulda. A lot
of course.
Woulda, shoulda, coulda.
Rico's going to fly through the ceiling, I think. He cannot stop talking about it. Like, he can. Will Compton.
He's like, oh, Megan. I can't believe Megan. I'm like, Rico.
Will Compton needs to go to Survivor Rehab. Like, he is sending 25 tweets a day about Surviving Barstool. I'm like, boy, are you okay? Like, it's taken over.
So like, you're not even working at Barstool in a couple months.
Right.
Like, why do you care?
Big Cat's in therapy. Nobody's okay. Like, no one is okay. And
poor Big Cat.
It's a whole, you know, it's a whole thing. Like, it's hard to, it's hard for people to understand. And I totally get that.
Yeah.
It's hard for people to understand how it was in the moment. It's hard for people to understand, like, the how, you know, we didn't sleep at all week long. We were all, you know, cabin fever. We're, you know, not being ourselves because we're trying to be sketchy. We're, you know, paranoid about each other, even though we're all good friends. And it's like, it's a strange dynamic. It makes you question your trust in people in the real world. Like, if you are backstabbed by someone that you trust in real life, then you think like, wait, fuck, does that mean that I shouldn't be trusting them in real life? Is our whole friendship a lie? Is everything a lie? You know what I mean? You start spiraling out in those situations. And this entire experiment, I guess you could say, is specifically designed to make you spin out like that.
Yeah.
Like, it was as real as it gets when reality TV comes around. Like, it was the biggest production, like I said the other day, that we've ever done. And it was to a T the most like realistic reality show that we've done. Like, they had people working on the show that worked on Bravo shows, on MTV shows, on Real Survivor. The people who worked on Real Survivor did all of our puzzles and stuff. Like, that was a Real Survivor.
Yeah, movie.
Like, so the reality TV element of it is very real. And, you know, combined with this, with the added layer of, like, you got to trust these people, you know these people, or, you know, whatever, and then you got to work with them afterwards and look them all in the face and dread the online response about what everybody's saying, and people cool off by the time the reunion comes around, but not really. And it's like, you worry about, are we going to get in a fight again? Is it all going to get brought back up again? And it does. And it's just like, it's a fucking nightmare. It's a nightmare. But it's entertaining to watch, and that's why we do it. And everyone who likes and knows reality TV knows that it's good and exciting and entertaining, and it's to a T exactly what you think it would be when you're watching a reality show. And so we just have to remember that it's reality TV, you know?
Yep.
It's crazy.
But
that's
the
finale is tonight, and the reunion is directly after. And then, you know, maybe we can just all never talk about it again.
Never, ever, ever, ever.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yep. Until wouldn't season five.
Wouldn't it be nice if we were older and we didn't have to talk about it?
I literally only know,
no. I'm just saying.
I only know that one line.
And we wouldn't have to wait so long, I think is the second line.
And we wouldn't have to wait so long. I don't know.
Nice to be together. Mm-hmm. Whatever. So yeah, that's that. But we're here. We're back in New York.
Yep.
I love New York. I hate, you know what? And this is not a, I don't want to get a fucking turf war. Send the buzzers off. Bleep me. I don't want to get a turf war with Chicago. But I whenever I'm there, I think it's because it's associated with like bad shit for me now. Like every time we go there, it's drama. And so every time I go to Chicago, I'm like, fuck this place. Like,
I will speak up
here
for the city of Chicago. Yeah. I do love.
You love Chicago.
I love Chicago.
Yeah. And they're great. They have great food in Chicago. That's the only good thing about when we get to go. Because again,
Chicago has fire fucking
awesome
food.
Yeah. Great restaurants. Yeah. Like, fantastic places to eat.
I went to the
good
best
vibes
restaurant I've ever been to
where'd
in my life. Armitage Ale House.
Oh.
In Chicago.
Yum.
Steak tartare with the anchovy butter or anchovy mayo. Delicious.
Oh, shit.
Beyond. Spiced lamb pot pie.
Ooh.
Unbelievable. French dip. Ooh.
Oh, I saw the French dip.
To the max.
I saw you posted a photo of that French dip, didn't you? Yeah, I saw that French dip. Looked fucking insane.
Like the best meal I've ever had in my life.
Yum.
So shout out.
Big shouts. Yeah, we had I actually had lamb meatballs when I was there the other day. They were at the like hotel bar, but they were fucking bomb. I was like, wow, this is delicious. And we went to Rosemary one night for dinner, which I had been to before.
Rosemary's
in Chicago,
is good, yeah.
Which I love. And then the second night we were at Fioretta's. Yeah.
Fioretta's.
I
haven't been, but I've
also really, really good. And they gave us, we got dessert at the end, and they gave us a tiramisu that was like literally the size of my head. Like, I've never seen. It was the biggest tiramisu, and everybody took like one bite, and then I took it with me because it's my fave. And I think I left it at the bar after that. Which is very unfortunate, but I had too much champagne that night.
Yeah, they really know how to make good fucking food there, so shout out.
Yeah, they do. So shouts to them. But it was freezing fucking cold, and I can't believe people live there for that. It's cold in New York, but it's a different kind of cold.
It's
I don't know what it is, like a
bitter cold that like you can feel it in your bones.
You can't breathe outside.
Yeah, it's
like
crazy.
You literally can't breathe. It's nuts. Maybe it's like less like higher up, less humidity. Like I don't know what it is.
It's the lake effect, I think. Since
it must
being
be
so close to the lake.
Yeah,
the winds
be
are so crazy.
Sure.
Yeah. That's
why
at least that's what they always said about Michigan State, because we were in Lansing is in between two lakes.
Oof.
So we get that
between two lakes, similar to the ferns.
Yeah, between two ferns. Between two, isn't there a poem? Between the garden.
Roads diverged in a snowy wood. I took
I know
the road
that
less traveled
two,
by.
Between,
I don't know why that's in my head.
Between two, maybe I'm thinking of Between Two Ferns.
Well, Between Two Ferns is like
that's
the
Zach Galifianakis. But isn't it making fun of something?
I think that you are right. I think it's like something else.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Tale of Two
Fuck.
Cities. I think it's probably just like a combination of
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Well, if somebody knows, let us know.
Yeah.
But that's that. As far as our girl Taylor goes, we've got a little potential clowning on the horizon.
Ooh, you're going to have to explain to me because.
Which I'll explain. Yeah. We've got Travis out here singing praises as usual. He's just like, I have a question, like, and this is not a, I've said this before, but it's astonishing how patient he is with the fact that like everyone brings up Taylor. Like,
yeah.
Of course they're talking about him and whatever, but like, he is so fine every time they bring her up.
I think
like,
at
it's
this
not
point
a big deal.
He knows
it's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
I guess I'm just, if I'm Stephen A, or which is what he went on. So he's talking to Stephen A and he's doing a lot of Zoom interviews lately. He was at Pat McAfee on Zoom as well. And Steve and I had him on. They're chit-chatting about his career, whatever, talking about, you know, are you going to retire or not? What does Taylor think about that? And, of course, Taylor said, follow your dreams, follow your heart, do what you want.
That was very cute. He was like, first off, I love Stephen A. He's like the funniest person on planet Earth. He's like,
he's very
so. Is Miss Swift encouraging you to play or it wants you to retire? Because it's a violent sport. She doesn't want you to get hurt. And he said,
Miss Swift.
He kept calling her Miss Swift.
It's amazing.
She's fully encouraging me to enjoy playing this game. She loves coming to Arrowhead and coming to the games and cheering for me. So I got all the support in the world to keep chasing these dreams. Which is so cute.
Hell yeah. And that's just, of course. Like, of course, that's, you know what I mean? But then.
And I think that a lot of people, like, in, I feel like there's always press articles, whatever, like, oh, Travis is going to retire because, you know, Taylor, oh,
he's going to settle down. He's gonna, it's settle his last down. Year. Yeah, whatever.
Like, oh, Taylor's probably making him retire or whatever.
I love that narrative.
So, yeah. So I do like that that was kind of shut down a little bit, because clearly, like, I don't think there is any world where they wouldn't be so supportive of each other. We've seen it since, like, day one. So. Yeah. I like that that was finally laid to rest, because for sure. I do feel like everyone's always like, oh, well, now that he's in a relationship, like,
I never understood that, especially because Taylor herself, I mean, they're the same age, and she herself just finished up the, like, the biggest tour of her life. Like, she's in her, they're in her glittering prime.
Yeah.
You know, and that, and she's singing about that. Like, she is at her peak right now at this time in this age, career wise and like performing and whatever. It would be crazy for her to be like, oh, Trav, no, like, don't do it anymore. Like, they're the same. Like, of course she's going to encourage.
Yeah.
He's also doing great. Like, there's not been a time where it's like, oh, damn, Travis Kelce really lost it. You know what I mean? Right. Like, oh, he sucks now.
Yeah.
Like, no one says he sucks ever. Like, you know.
Yeah, unless it's like the second game in and he's not playing his best.
The early games. Yeah. The early games.
When everyone's like, oh, he's washed. He's washed. We're like, okay, we're literally two games in. Like, let's just relax.
Crazy. Yeah. I know. And people don't, you know, whatever. But no, I don't foresee that. And, you know, yes, he is getting a little older and you know, all the physical aspects of football definitely take a toll on you as a person and your body.
Yeah.
But again, he's like peak physical strength form. Like, he works out every day. He, you know, he's eating. He's been doing this forever. Like, his body's used to it.
He's eating he's good. Eating.
Yeah. He's eating good. Like, whatever. Like, he's,
yeah.
I'm not worried about him.
Yeah.
I'm not
I don't think you
him.
Can. That also wouldn't be fair to, like, as a partner, if you're boyfriend is a professional sport player, mm-hmm. and you're like, oh, babe, like, I really want you to retire because I'm, like, scared that you'll get an injury. Like, that's not really fair to that
weird.
Person. Like, you're basically being like, I don't want you to live your life
right.
because I'm scared that something might happen. Like, you can't,
exactly.
you can't and go he's about not, like, life like that.
He's not, like, 60 and chasing some sort of ego. Like, you know, like, here's the flip side. If it were Aaron Rodgers, I'd probably be like, okay, well, babe, you should probably just quit because you're low-key embarrassing yourself.
Well, he
and
doesn't
also,
even like football anymore, it feels
right,
like.
Right, exactly. Like, just, yeah, hanging up, my guy. But like
you can tell Travis still really loves the
sport.
Of course.
Like, yeah, it totally depends on who it is, you know, in that case. But that's not, even then, it's like, okay, well, he's gotten hurt 25 times and, like, hates football and hates himself and hates everybody around him. And it's like, babe, just retire and, like, go to
just
a
go
weird
do,
commune
go
or
to,
whatever.
Go to Machu Picchu. Go do some
go to your ayahuasca. Yeah, go to your ayahuasca. Like, you know, float off into the abyss with your,
no one,
like, DMT.
No one's asking you to play football.
You're good.
You're
like,
good, bro. You're good.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Just go float off into space.
Exactly.
And spread misinformation on Joe Rogan.
Exactly. He loves doing that. Just, that's Aaron Rodgers' favorite thing to do.
Yeah, he
and
loves
his
he
second
loves
favorite
spreading
thing,
misinformation.
He loves. His number one favorite thing to do is spread misinformation. His number two favorite thing to do is spread misinformation on the Pat McAfee show and then get lauded by Pat McAfee.
Yep. And then
yes, Aaron.
Three,
like,
three
that's why I don't
is
like
doing
Pat.
Drugs. Four is...
not cutting his hair.
Yeah, and then maybe like 11C... play football.
Exactly. Exactly. Think about playing football. Not even playing football. Yeah, no. I used to like Aaron Rodgers a lot. I thought he was so hot and, like, cool and thought he was, like, a little badass, but he's somebody in my head who's, like, been he's become so different the last, like, you know, COVID changed a lot of people, and he's one of those people, I think.
Yeah.
And I think he just, like, I don't know what kind of drugs he took or what kind of shit he's seeing, but he's a different guy, you know what I mean?
Well, I saw, like, clips of him on about his documentary, and he's talking about, like, Jordan, his brother, and how he was on the Bachelor.
I,
like,
talked about that with
talking shit
Fran.
About it, and he was just like, oh, like, they left an open chair. Like, it's a reality show. Like, they're doing the dramatics. Mm-hmm. Like, him and JoJo are still together. Like, I don't know why he was like,
I talked
this
about that with Fran
show,
when I was filling in for Rhea one of these days, and that was, like, the main story, and I was shocked that he even brought that up, because I remember we watched that season in real time, and I remember it being, it was very dramatic and very much like, hi, I'm Jordan. I'm Aaron Rodgers' brother, but we don't speak. And, like, the whole family doesn't speak to each other. And it basically was like, it was like the family all sitting around the table, right, with the empty chairs.
Yeah.
Of course, for dramatic effect. But they all were basically like, come home, Aaron. Like, it was like a plea, like a cry for help, like, to get him back in the family. People were blaming Olivia Munn at the time for, like, separating him from his family and whatever. But it kind of sounds like it was him. Like, I don't know. I guess because people were saying it was Olivia Munn because she...
Of course people were saying.
Of course, yeah. But they, like, I guess, some of her ideas politically or holistically, spiritually, I don't know, I guess transferred over to Aaron, and then she was easy to blame. So I think that's like what that was all about. But then they broke up. So he's still not talking to them.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe it's a them problem too. But I was shocked that he brought that up. Anyway, this isn't the Aaron Rodgers podcast.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Anyways,
talk a little bit. Some quick shot. He caught some ricochet shots there.
Yeah. But no, it does seem like the way that Travis was talking about, like, the relationship with Taylor, like, it seems like everything's been going very well. And
mm-hmm. normal.
Normal. He said, that's the beauty of being in a strong relationship. That's why I wanted to be at the concert supporting her, being there for her, and making sure she feels comfortable and supported.
Aww.
So that's just very nice.
Ugh,
like,
just love it.
I think they've proven that they go out of their way a lot to support each other and lift each other up. And as our good friend, oh crap, I'm forgetting his name. The guy on the basketball team from like day one when a king supports his queen.
Oh shit.
What is
he's got a funky name.
Yes, and I see his face too.
Oh my god, I forgot. We love him.
I know.
Shit, what's his name?
I really.
Is he on Dancing with the Stars? Did I make that up?
I don't remember. It was
no,
so
I don't think
early
he was.
In the.
Shit.
Oh, Victor Oladipo.
Yes.
Victor Oladipo. Yes.
Our fucking guy.
He called it from day one. He said that,
imagine,
you know.
Imagine Victor Oladipo. Should we try to get him on the pod?
Should I DM him?
Yeah.
Like, hey, Victor, we saw yours. We saw what you said about Taylor and Trav, and we really agree so much. Would you come on the pod? And
so we would love if you came just for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
How hilarious, Gio, would it be if Victor Oladipo walked in this office and everyone's like, whoa, like,
I know.
What's he doing here?
What show is he coming on?
Pick him? Whoa, he's going on. Oh, is it basketball? He's going to host. Is he getting hired? Whatever. And we're like, no, he's just doing a spot on Taylor Watch.
Yeah. NBA veteran Victor Oladipo says Taylor Swift is making Travis Kelce better.
Love it.
Life is too short to settle. Have a queen that can rule with you, not just beside you.
Oh, what a king.
It's beautiful.
We love you, Victor. We miss you. So something else great in that, or something else notable in that Stephen A interview, obviously they went back and forth about Taylor a little bit, saying nice things. Stephen A talked about the concert, how he had a great time at the concert, mentioned how the tickets were expensive, and Travis jumped right in and was like, that's resale.
Yeah,
I was like, she's not selling them like that. Yeah. Like, he's mentioning, he's like, oh, $4,000 for tickets, whatever. Yeah. And he's like, that's resale, by the way.
Yeah.
And I loved that.
Always defending
that.
His girl, thank
Always
God.
Defending.
Yeah.
He seems so hyper aware of like all of the avenues of hate. And I wonder, and it's just, you know, for him to go out of his way to make sure he says stuff like that so he doesn't get caught like in like a bad clip or something, like, you know, not reacting to that. And God forbid some of these freaks online spin it or whatever. Like, I wonder, I truly am wondering like if and what kind of like media training or media advice they get, you know what I mean? Like not just Travis, I'm talking like all the Kelces, Taylor herself, you know, has Tree obviously, but I wonder if like, you know, I don't know. I couldn't keep my mouth shut
like,
all the time.
Yeah. I feel like he just like, I feel like also it's kind of just like common sense.
Definitely. But
like,
he's so hyper aware of it.
Right.
That moment when Stephen A is talking about, oh, the tickets, whatever, so expensive, best line of my life. I don't know that I would automatically think to be like, but that's resale, by the way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I think I would just be like, yeah, you know, shit's crazy. Like, I wouldn't, I don't know if I would think that quickly on my feet. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I wonder if they have like a, it just shows he cares.
Yeah,
a lot,
he cares.
You know
he
mean?
Cares a lot.
He cares so much. He cares enough to know to say those things.
Well,
and
he
I
did
that.
Say that he was the number one Swiftie.
He's number one Swiftie. He said, he said he's neck and neck with Andrea, which I think is fair.
You know,
but it could
Travis.
Be him. He could be coming for that crown,
if you're
Andrea.
The number one Swiftie, okay. Yeah, fine.
Yeah, we're okay giving you that.
Yeah.
For now.
For now. Yeah.
I bet Andrea would let him have the crown.
Yeah.
She'd be like,
that's very
here.
Cute that he said like that that her mom is the number one Swiftie.
Yeah, that was.
Because it is true.
So true.
But he also said that she's fully encouraging him to continue playing, and loves coming to Arrowhead and coming to games and cheering for me. So I got all the support in the world, which is
cute. It is so cute. And yeah, she clearly loves going to the games and having a good time and dressing up and being with everybody and partying and whatever.
How can you not? That must be, that's like literally my dream.
Oh yeah.
Is to be a WAG like that.
Just roll up and be like, this is my house.
Yeah.
You know what
in
I mean?
A cute fucking outfit. Like,
yeah.
There's nothing more fun than getting together like a cute game day outfit like that. Mm-hmm. Oof, man, I would kill. I was born to be a WAG.
You were. You really were. And it'll happen for you one day.
Yeah.
Yeah. It will.
Professional
I
video
it.
Game wife.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah. At somewhere along the way, like, it will be.
Yeah.
What could WAG stand for? Well, WAG is just wife and girlfriend. Yeah. You'll be a WAG. We're not sure. But you will be a WAG.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Technically, I am a G of the WAG.
You are. Yeah, you are a WAG, actually. Yeah. You are kind of technically a WAG.
Yeah.
Just, so there it is.
I'm a WAG of the yak.
You are. No, you really are. I didn't even think about that. You're a yak wag. That's amazing.
Oh, that's my amazing. God. That's really funny.
Wow, you're a yak wag. You gotta get together with all the wags and get a picture. Like, you gotta, like, all dress up and do, like, a live show with all the other wags.
That would be so funny.
That's so fucking funny. I didn't even think about that.
Wow. Okay, wait.
I was thinking about, like, maybe in the future, TJ will become, like a you know. Yeah, like. He'll pick up some darts. He'll become professional dart guy.
I would love that. Those tournaments are fucking lit.
They are lit. They're really fun. We gotta start planning that again.
That's funny as fuck. I'm getting the wags together.
That is hilarious. That is hilarious. Because there's a ton of WAGs, actually. Everybody's right. I'm pretty sure. Like, everyone is.
I think everyone's booed up. I don't know about.
I'm pretty sure everyone's. Not everyone's married, but everyone's definitely booed up. Yeah. For sure.
I don't know about.
As far as I can tell.
I think everybody. Maybe not. I don't know about Danny Conrad. He might be single.
Oh, yeah. True. Oh, yeah. And he's a full time guy now on the app?
I think so.
Pretty much. He's always there, I know.
Yeah, I think he's the new spot.
Love that.
Yeah.
Good for
him. He's very funny.
I love him.
Yeah, me too. So nice.
I love him. So nice. Very funny.
Shout out.
Wait, I was peeing my pants over Christmas when he got a text from his mom or something that was like, remember, you're dressing as Santa today. And then he posted a picture of him. Like, he dressed up for Halloween as the meme photo of Ben Affleck with the cigarette.
Yeah,
like,
so funny.
And so he posted that screenshot and then posted that photo and I cracked up. And then later posted the video of himself in the Santa suit and the kids were just screaming bloody murder, wanted nothing to do with him.
It's like the worst Santa suit I've ever seen, too.
It was a Timu Santa suit.
It was
so scary. Like, it was traumatizing and so fucking funny. Like, I showed my whole family. Like, we all, like, died laughing. So funny. Anyway.
Shout out.
Shout out to the yak. Shout out to the yak wags.
Yep. Love you, ladies.
Love you, ladies and gentlemen. Pat.
Kate's, true. Shout out, Pat. Shout out the beev.
Yeah. I do love him.
Yeah, he's so nice.
Something else. So they're doing great. Things seem to be going well. All we can hope for Taylor and Travis always is that they're just like living a normal life as much as they can. You know what I mean?
Just enjoying time together and you know, it's a big time for Travis right now, so he's just gonna need some support.
I'm sure
she's gonna be there. As he said on Pat McAfee, the aura will be present, so we do think she's going to be at the game on Saturday.
That's right.
Which is exciting.
That's right. Speaking of Saturday.
Oh.
Shall we before we go into some clowning and other fun Taylor stuff, should we
Here
the draft queens hath arrived, and of course the fabulous parlay that we/Gia put together last week did not go all the way that everybody was really optimistic about.
And
it.
You know, we kind of bit our own asses because we were like, oh, the Commanders won't go away. They just keep coming back.
Know,
so it's like, we should have picked the Commanders because they won't fuck off.
We should have known.
But I thought that Baker could maybe get it in there, but they lost in the last second.
A lot of people thought it. A lot of people were riding with us.
Lost on a field goal.
Yeah,
a little, a doink. A doink. It doinked
always.
In. Yeah.
These doinks haven't happened in a lot recently. I had people texting me being like, this is an amazing bet. Wow, holy shit, riding with you guys, whatever. Thank you guys always for supporting us. And one of these days we're going to deliver another win.
I know.
But we're always so close. So I really do think, like, obviously take the parlays, it's fun. But the individual bets are good. Like, take them. Like, if you don't want to sink everything into, you know, this three or four legs, whatever we're doing. But some of them are really good on their own.
Yeah,
so,
I agree.
Do it for yourself. But so this week, we've got DraftKings back. Thank you so much. As always, to DraftKings, we love you so much. We love you. And lay it on them, Jay. What do we got for them?
We are continuing on with the playoffs. Woo. We're going to do the Sunday slot again, which is the Eagles are playing the Rams, and then the Ravens are playing the Bills. So,
oh, those are two good
two
games.
Two good games. Yeah, it's going to be a fight to the death.
Ooh, I don't know who I'm rooting for in the Ravens-Bills game. I think I'm rooting for the Bills.
I think I'm rooting for the Bills as
and
well.
And the Eagles, of course, I'm rooting for
yeah.
the Eagles. Although the Rams, L.A.,
I know, L.A., and, you know, with the fires and everything, everyone's saying that L.A. is a team of destiny.
That's what it, yeah, it's you very, know, it's very it Yankees a, post 9/11,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
it's,
be a,
it's a little
a
bit
very,
of that.
You know, bringing the city together, bringing yep. the community together, yep. which, you know, you can't smash, you can't go against that. That, that
tragedy,
would be a beautiful
tragedies
thing.
Really do have the, have, like, those ripple effects where it's like you, you know, sports can really bring people together. Like, obviously, yeah. they have a lot of, they've got their community building in this time of tragedy is has been, you know, we said it the other day, how it's inspirational to see.
Yeah.
It's really nice to see.
Yeah,
whatever.
They, like,
but
let,
moments like these, they really, they,
yeah,
they
come
raise
together.
The city up.
Yeah.
For sure.
They raised so much money. They donated so much money. Yep. And the I think it was like the Cardinals let them come to their stadium to play, which
aww,
was really nice.
That's
yeah.
really nice.
So just a lot of aww. People coming together.
Yeah.
So with that being said, the Eagles do play the Rams on Sunday. They are the first game. So we're going to take the over on that game. I feel like it's going to be a really high scoring game.
Probably. No one's going down without a fight.
Yeah. I just feel like these both of these teams, they want it bad.
Mm-hmm. Offense is good on both sides.
Yep, exactly.
Right now. Mm-hmm.
So we're going to take the over on that. The line is 43.5, which I felt like was kind of low. So I was
isn't
like.
That the same? I think that was the, our same. Let's see.
I think it was like 45 last time.
46.5.
Yeah, okay. 46
last
time.
Was the over we did last time and we didn't hit it.
Yeah.
So 43 and we're taking the over?
Yeah.
I think, yeah. I think that it's a little more likely.
I think so too.
Without even seeing the spread.
The line on that, yeah, the line is, over is minus 115.
Oh, good.
So yeah,
so
it's a little more
likely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then with that game, we're going to take Devontae Smith, who's on the Eagles, anytime touchdown, which is plus 185. So it's a little unlikely to happen, but I like those odds. He's been quiet, so I feel like it's time mm-hmm. for him to get a TD. And then
time.
Jumping into the next game, which is the Ravens-Bills, we are also going to take the over on that game.
What's the expression? Life's too short to bet the under.
Exactly.
People be saying that.
Exactly. People be saying that. Mm-hmm. But the over is pretty high. It is 51.5. So
it
that
is
a lot of points. But I don't know. I just feel like both of these games are going to be super high scoring.
Mm-hmm. And they're both. So wait. The Rams will be playing in Philly.
Let me see really quick. Yes, in Philly. Yeah. So
and
this
then,
is called the division round.
Got it. And so, then where are the Bills? Like where are the Bills and Ravens playing?
Ravens are playing at the Bills.
Interesting. So you think about the weather in both of these places, and they got to keep it moving on the field. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? Like, they got to stay warm. They got to keep it moving. They're going to be like they're going to be hyped up. They're not going to be slow.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that the idea of it being high scoring games, just based on like if we're thinking about weather and stuff, I'm thinking yeah,
yeah,
because they got to move it
or lose it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then with that game, we are going to take Zay Flowers, who is on the Ravens anytime touchdown. Because he has a beautiful last name.
We love him,
I can
think,
buy
right?
myself flowers.
He's so good, too, right? Is
yeah,
flowers?
He's very good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that line, oh, I have it written down, is plus 155. And then Devontae Smith is plus 185. So, yeah, that is going to be our parlay. Altogether, it is Eagles-Rams over 43.5 with the Devontae Smith anytime touchdown. Zay Flowers, anytime touchdown, and then the Ravens Bills over 51.5.
Woohoo!
So if you guys want to bet with us and you didn't know how to, totally get it. If you want to get started, my friends at DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of NFL, are making it easier than ever. The NFL postseason is the perfect time to get started. Go to the DraftKings Sportsbook app and select a sport like NFL. Select an option like TD scores, like we are with Zay or Devontae,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and pick who you will think will score and place your bet. And to make it even easier, new DraftKings customers can bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code TaylorWatch. That's code TaylorWatch for new customers to get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Woohoo! Yay! Thank you, DraftKings.
Thanks, DraftKings.
Love you so much. Okay, the time has come. Oh, oh, What? Oh, okay. My nose is on. Here we are. New clowning date, January 23rd. I know.
1, 2, 3. Let's go, bitch.
1, 2, 3. Let's go, bitch. But also turned around the other way. We've been seeing 3, 2, 1, 3, 2, 1. Everyone's like, she's done the reverse before. She did it with Folklore on, let's see, 4/27 is when she posted, not a lot going on at the moment.
Right.
And then on 7/24, Folklore came out. So people think like, what? And then what made me start clowning and put the nose on, for real, is Taylor Nation, the account on Twitter, was... they tweeted 1/23 in 2024, a picture of Taylor and Jack when they are filming the Bejeweled video.
Okay.
And she's got the big hair, the wig, you know, and it has all the little things in it or whatever. Taylor Nation tweeted the photo of the two of them and said, how many secrets, three S's, do we think are hiding in that hair?
Ooh.
I know. And then yesterday... Taylor Nation was popping off on being like, tell us your favorite, like secret garden moments. Like they were posting, I hate it here. And it was like her, you know, in slow motion. And it was like, oh, where would you rather be basically or whatever. And, someone said that the post that they referenced, hold on. It's so hard to find because Taylor Nation starts reposting everybody again. Hold on. Okay. We want to go to secret gardens in my mind. What moment in time do you wish you could escape to right now? And then, you know, we're always talking about you gotta keep yourself busy in these months, in the depths of winter where you're just feeling low and lame and not good. And what better to lift your spirits than heading to a little concert?
Yep.
Or a little play or a little something just that's artistic you can escape into.
Sports. Anything live, music, everything.
Anything you want. And of course, Game Time is there for us, as they always are.
You guys know how much we love Game Time. Mm-hmm. A comedy show, a football game, a concert.
Oh, yeah, comedy show. Let's all laugh it up a little bit.
Let's laugh.
Let's laugh.
Let's bring back laughing.
Let's bring back laughing.
Yeah.
Where did laughing go?
God forbid we
laugh. Nobody wants to laugh anymore.
Nobody wants to laugh.
Nobody wants to get off their ass and laugh.
God damn. So let's get back to laughing with Game Time, okay?
Yep.
And now with their brand new Game Time Picks feature, they're making it even easier to get to a game. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. Our girl SZA, she just dropped her new album.
Which I love, the extended version of her album, or whatever.
So good.
Obsessed with it. Oh, I love SZA.
SZA and Kendrick Lamar will be at MetLife in March, which I am looking at. $150 for a ticket. It's screaming my name right now.
That's going to be a really good show, I bet.
Yeah, I'm seeing some good prices for MetLife tickets here.
Those are good prices. You should get that now, too, because after Super Bowl, I bet Kendrick's.
Yeah.
Kendrick
totally. Yeah. We got Billy Joel. Mm-hmm. We got so many people. Tyler the Creator. Chris Stapleton is coming to Madison Square Garden.
Ooh.
I really like Chris Stapleton.
I'll bet you think about me.
Yeah. So maybe he'll sing that. New York Philharmonic. There's so much stuff.
Oh, how fun. The Philharmonic.
So much stuff. So just pull up your chosen event and turn on the GT Pick setting at the top of the screen or browse the best local Game Time Pick deals near you on your Game Time app homepage. What are you waiting for? I'm definitely going to be buying those SZA tickets now with Game Time Picks. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code TWATCH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account, redeem code TWATCH for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. What time is it?
Game time. Anyway, sorry. I'm distracted with the secret gardens in my mind. I lost my train of thought when it comes to secret gardens in my mind. But I swear there was one other thing that was like compared. And so I'm clowning. I'm ready to clown for 1/23.
Okay.
It's only a week away. It's only a week of clowning. And so wouldn't that be nice?
What are we clowning for? For
reputation.
For a reputation.
Reputation,
TV.
Yeah. Okay. No, this is
that
TV
would
clowning.
Be so nice.
It'd
like,
be really
it would be
nice.
Amazing. It seems a little random to me. I don't know if I'm exactly putting on my nose just yet for this. I think maybe you need to get your notes together a little.
Well, if I lost steam on the Secret Gardens thing, but I don't know. Yeah, we want to go to Secret Gardens in my mind. someone was like, wait a second, they're posting this when a week prior. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's what it was. Posting Secret Gardens. They did a similar thing like a week before the last surprise drop or something. Like, you know, it's we're going deep with it, but things do line up. Like, okay. there's a certain element that they line up. And I think people are afraid to clown because we clown so many times. We clown too close to the sun.
Yeah.
So people are afraid to clown. And I'm here to say I'm not afraid to clown for 1 week.
Okay.
We haven't clowned in a long time.
You're very brave.
And I just want to look forward to something.
Yeah,
and wouldn't that be nice? And it does make sense. Like, it is a
Friday. 3-2-1. Oh, it is a Friday?
Well, no, sorry. The 24th is a Friday. But the 23rd, you know, 11:59 or something.
Right.
I just need it.
Yeah. No, I would.
I need it and I want it.
I know. I want it too, but it's hard to fully invest myself.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know if I'm ready to be hurt again. I don't think I am.
I get that.
I need more.
You need more substance.
Yeah.
The 1-2-3-3-2-1 thing, that really got me. And
that's
my hair is full of secrets, posted on 123 last year.
With the three S's.
That is what solidified it for me. So, you know, we're getting involved in that. We're doing that. I'm doing that. And that's that. Mm-hmm. So anybody wants to clown with me for 1 week, feel free.
Well, there's people clowning in a different country.
Oh, the clowns are afoot in another country, and that country is China right now.
Yep.
And in the
and
midst,
it's not has to do. It does not have to do with TikTok.
I was just gonna say that in the midst of the TikTok drama.
Yeah,
this has nothing to do with that. Apparently, Shanghai's out here saying that they're very optimistic and in talks to do the Eras Tour in Shanghai.
So crazy.
I just don't think the Eras Tour is really over.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's it. I
unless it's like a 1 weekend only type of thing.
Even still, I don't know. I mean, I guess they could jump right back into it, but it's like they've been off now for months. It's like they'd have to start rehearsals again to do 3 shows, and it's like, you know, when are tickets going on sale? It's like it's just so involved. And then if China gets it, then Thailand is always talking about it. They're like building a whole stadium.
The Philippines.
Sorry, yeah.
Oh wait, no, she went to Singapore. Is Singapore the Philippines? Oh my god.
No, it's not. It's not. Singapore is its own country. So are the Philippines, and they're not that close to each other, but.
Singapore is its own country?
Yes, it is. And it's far. It's not that close to the Philippines. But also, Shanghai is where they're saying.
Shanghai, China.
China.
Yeah, no, I know that. I know that.
Yeah.
No. Sorry, I'm talking about.
No. Singapore is its own. And then the Philippines and Thailand are close to each other.
Oh, okay.
But they are both smaller.
Yes, okay, Philippines.
They don't have the room for her right now is what they were saying. Like, they don't have a stadium big enough. So I think, I'm pretty sure it was the Philippines, right, that are like, we're going to spend all this money and we're going to build a new stadium in the hopes that Taylor Swift will show up. And even then, I was like, girl, by the time that's finished, like, it's going to be
Philippines
years since.
Philippines is building a stadium in the Clark Freeport zone that will be ready to host Taylor Swift.
But in like 2027 or
2028, it'll be completed by.
Right. So I don't know. Like, I don't know. Maybe if she does like a comeback, like added more dates for Asia in like a few years. Like, she's not going to do a couple quick shows in Shanghai and then go over to the Philippines in 4 years and be like, look, I'm here doing it again. Like, she's not going to keep doing the Eras Tour over and over again. Like, I just don't.
Yeah.
Right? Or is that a crazy thing to think? I'm just thinking logistically. Like, I'm sure she would love to do it.
I don't think it's that crazy to just do 1 weekend.
Really?
And that's it.
Like, after, like, all the hubbub about it being over, I guess it doesn't really matter. Who cares? But, like, I guess,
yeah,
I don't know.
But
I
it's, like, also that's true. But, and, like,
all the
where did all the stage stuff go? You know? Like, where did all that stuff go?
In storage somewhere?
Or do they reuse it for something else?
Right. Does it get broken down? I'm sure you have to rent all that stuff for however many years. Like,
right.
She doesn't own that stuff.
Yeah.
You know? So, I don't know. I just think logistically it would be a nightmare. I'm positive she would go to every city in the world if she could.
Like, yeah.
She loves her fans. She loves performing. She loves all that shit. But it's just not always feasible. And I would love for the people of Shanghai to get an Eras Tour experience.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know what to say.
Shanghai authorities have held preliminary talks with pop superstar Taylor Swift's team over the possibility of her performing in the Chinese financial hub. Chinese media outlet The Paper reported on Tuesday, citing a city official. So I don't know. Zhang Qi, deputy director of Shanghai's Culture and Tourism Bureau, told the news outlet they had met with Swift's team in the city. As for whether it can take place in the end, we feel that it will have to depend on the market and the attractiveness of the city of Shanghai. But we are optimistic that they may be hope for this year, he said. That there may be hope for this year. So who knows? Maybe this guy just has high hopes. But
who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? I mean, yeah. That would be lovely for them. I don't want anybody to get their hopes up and be disappointed.
Yeah.
And then be like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Like, I think that that's a, I think it's a long shot, but who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows?
I wouldn't be so surprised, but yeah, that is true. Like, all of the logistics of it, like, to me, the logistics for her is like, well, whatever. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
true, I guess, yeah.
Because, like, she's so rich that, like, it doesn't really matter.
People plan these things. Yeah, people plan these things. I'm just thinking, like, you got to get the whole band back together.
But, yeah, no, it's kind of like, it's over.
Dancers back together. Yeah.
People were speculating anyways, you know, is it going to come back, whatever. So to have it come back would be like, oh, like, is there more dates being added?
Right.
Like, blah, blah. I feel like once it
opens up a can of worms,
you kind of have to be like, no,
it's
over.
It has to be over.
But it's not our tour, so we'll see.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, who knows? Who knows? And it could be special performance. Who knows? But the clowns, yeah, all the clowns are on parade all over the world. And and we'll just hope for the best. I would say don't get your hopes up, but we're hoping for the best for you.
Yeah.
Shanghai.
Yeah, me too.
I think that's it when it comes to news,
newsworthy
news. Shall we exchange?
Yes, I'm so excited. Yours looks more extravagant.
No, it's not. It's just in a bigger thing. I have a hard time like giving gifts without being like, yeah,
you go
first.
Okay.
I have a hard time giving gifts because I always am like, oh, it's horrible, it's terrible. Like I'm one of those. I'm like my mom, where it's like,
you're gonna hate it.
Throw it away. It's stupid. Like. There's two things inside. There's a little thing, and then there's like a bigger, physically bigger thing.
Okay, I'm so excited.
You'll probably see the physically bigger thing first. Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay.
Does this say Eras?
It says Eras on it, and I got one, too.
Cute.
It's just a cutie necklace. I know you're a silver girly, but the gold was nice, and I was like, oh, you know.
No, I like to mix every once in a while.
Cool.
I can't. Did you tie this?
Did I?
No, I think it's tied by itself. Oh. There we go.
I was high when I wrapped this. I'm sorry. You can't
tell. Cute. You can.
It's
you
cute.
Can't.
It says like ERAS when you put it on, and
love.
It's just like a fun. I figured it'd be like a fun, like little cutie night out.
No, I love that
thing. And I got one too, so we could be matchers.
What is this, honey? Oh, no way!
Does that look familiar?
Oh. Wait, this is so.
It
cute.
Is. It's. I got it from Etsy. Some girl makes them, and it's the surprise song piano.
Yeah.
Blankets.
Wait, this is gonna look so cute on my couch.
I was hoping that it would because I know your
my carpet
rug
is
as well.
Very similar.
So I think it'll be complimentary.
I love it.
Yay.
Thanks, Cal.
Of course. Yay.
Okay.
This took forever to come. It like that was the thing that took so long to come.
Well, mine
the,
took
the
long
blanket.
Too. Okay. This is. Sorry, I didn't wrap it better.
Yay!
I hope you
cutie.
Like it.
What is this? I don't even know.
There,
mysterious.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm gonna cry my eyes out.
Aren't they beautiful?
They are. I'm gonna put them in right now.
Yeah,
they don't even match, but I don't care. Look at these earrings.
Yes.
They're little wisteria earrings. You know
yes.
I love a funky earring.
Yes, I know.
You know, I'm gonna start crying. Everything.
I know, emotional.
I wish I cried less. These are beautiful.
They're
Where
so
did
cool.
You find
On
these?
Etsy too. Etsy is the place
Etsy's
to be.
The shit, man.
Yeah. This
oh,
place
what's
sweet
this?
Shop.
These are like oh no, it's one long earring. It's
yeah,
got
yeah.
like a little thing on
little,
it.
Little like
it in place.
Yeah, because it has like little danglies
oh God,
at the
is,
end.
These are beautiful. All right, so yours are sweet shop from Etsy. And
yeah.
You know what? Let me look and see because people are gonna freak out. They're gonna wanna know about that.
Oh yeah, sure.
Too.
They're gonna wanna
let
know where this blanket's from.
Let me give the girl credit. Oh, gee, thank you so much. This
Yay.
Is so, these are so perfect.
Yay.
I want Auroras and Sad Pose.
Yeah.
I want to watch Wisteria grow.
Right
Over
under my bare feet,
because
I haven't moved in years. How about you right here?
All right, it's Allie Makes More Magic.
Ooh.
A-L-L-Y. Eras Tour Piano Woven Blanket Surprise Song. And yes, and it did take, it took a while, but it was, you know, I ordered it during Christmas time, so I think that that had to do with it.
I love this.
I take these stupid earrings out. I was hating all my earrings this morning. Like, I was just like, ugh. You know,
nothing was speaking to you.
Nothing was speaking to me. Nothing was like feeling good or looking good.
I've like finally found an earring stack that I like. Shout out to the MoMA.
I've been loving your earrings lately.
Shout out to the MoMA. If you guys want good earrings, go to MoMA.
That's right.
Go to the MoMA gift shop.
I forgot about that. The MoMA gift shop really does have,
no,
like,
they have really cute
things.
Stuff. Yeah. And they have like beautiful jewelry.
You know what's so funny? Years and years ago, I went to the MoMA with my mom and I bought. They have a lot of like, oh, look how beautiful.
Look how gorgeous.
They have a lot of like, you know, Met Gala stuff there.
Yeah.
Or what am I saying? What did you say? Oh, you said
MoMA.
I'm talking about the Met.
But I was wrong because it's not the MoMA. It's the Met. You're right.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Good. So I was at the Met.
The
with
Met
my mom,
is where I got these.
And
this.
Their gift shop is so good. And I actually bought, maybe I'll bring it in. I bought a huge book. All about like Taylor Swift, Met Gala. Like,
oh.
It was this like 100th something. I'll bring it in because I have it still, obviously. But it was,
yeah, no, the
it
Met,
was really good.
The Met gift shop is, yeah, I can walk around there, yeah, for hours.
I bought like a 100, it was like a 100 anniversary something for,
look at those, yay, gorgeous earrings. Yay.
Love.
They really are so pretty.
They're so pretty.
Yeah.
Like, I love earrings like this. Oh, my God. They're so elegant.
Yeah. You got to wear it with, like, your hair up, too.
Yes, I do. Beautiful. They're going to make me feel good today. So, yeah, I'll bring that book in. It was like it was like a 100th anniversary of the Met or something. And it was also the year that she hosted. So she,
okay,
was, like, involved or something. Like, I forget. But I'll bring it in. And we can go through it because that'll be really fun. But yay!
Oh, do you want to do one Mad Lib?
Yes, okay. Let's do a Mad Lib for sure.
They were
oh, yeah,
funny.
This is so sweet. So this is TJ's mom got us these.
Yes, TJ's
so
mom
sweet.
Got me like
Thank
a bunch
you,
of fun stuff, and they're all like Taylor Swift kind of themed.
Obsessed. That's so thoughtful.
Wait, this is funny. Okay, things you should never tolerate.
Ooh, there's a pen right there.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
Never tolerate it.
Wait, but this isn't really, this isn't like a Taylor Swift something. Oh, is this like a Taylor, try to make a Taylor Swift song?
Oh,
okay, this is kind of funny. Okay.
Okay, okay, okay.
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 The thing's called From the Blank Song. Okay, ready?
Okay.
Noun.
Just any noun.
Yeah.
Lake.
Okay. Celebrity.
Taylor?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Noun.
Chair.
Ooh. Adjective.
Ooh. Sexy.
Ooh. Okay.
I love Mad Libs.
Color.
Ooh. Green.
And celebrity.
Travis.
Ooh. Adjective.
Silly.
Oh, shit. Silly. Okay, and animal.
Cat.
Verb.
Run.
Part of the body.
Lips.
Wait, this is good.
I love
Adjective.
It. Adjective. Stressed.
Okay. Ooh. Plural noun.
Trees.
Article of clothing.
Cardigan.
Type of food.
Ooh. Cookies.
Type of liquid.
Wine.
Silly word.
Silly word. Let me think of one. A silly word. I can't think of a silly word. Let me think.
We can come back to it.
Yeah, come back to, okay, silly word.
A place.
Place. Grocery store.
Verb.
Travel. As a verb, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Verb ending in ing.
Crying.
Wait, pick a different verb.
Smiling?
Oh, sorry, not ing, before that. Just a normal verb.
Oh, instead of travel?
Yeah.
I don't know. A different verb. Listen.
Okay. And then silly word.
Silly word. Yeah, let me go back to silly word. Damn, why am I blanking on silly
Come
word?
On. Get silly. Get silly.
Get silly. Get silly. Get silly. Is what about like is tipsy a silly word?
Sure.
Yeah, fine. Just do that one.
Okay.
Do you have a better silly word?
No, I was just thinking like hullabaloo.
I love hullabaloo. Okay, put hullabaloo in there. Okay. I got some in my eyeball.
Hullabaloo. Hullabaloo. Okay. Okay, here we go. From the Lake song. I wrote a song to try and be like Taylor Swift. Check it out. I'm like a chair in a sexy part of New York City. Everything is green when the sun is pretty. You're too handsome like Travis, but you're silly like a cat. I just want to run when you come around. My lips make a desperate sound. Ooh. You're stressed like an army of trees. I'm soft and delicate like a cardigan. We go together like cookies and wine. We make everyone around us whisper hullabaloo. One day we'll escape to the grocery store where no one can listen to us. But for now, let's go crying and make a fuss.
That's good. Yeah. That sounds like a hit
yeah.
to me.
There you go.
That is really fun. We should
the
do
sexy
more of
chair.
Those. What can I see that book?
Yeah.
So like, it says Mad Libs, World's Greatest Game for the Fans, Taylor Swift Edition.
Yeah. So they're not
they're all kind of like, okay, so it's like.
They're like
it's like dreaming of a backstage pass.
Yeah, like they're like Taylor Swift adjacent almost.
What era are you in?
Yeah,
like invite to a pop star themed party. Oh, these are fun things you should never tolerate. Do's and don'ts of going to a concert. Yeah, cute.
Yeah,
this is really fun. It looks like this.
Yeah, it's cute.
Really cute. Aw, thank you again to Mrs. Hitchings.
Shout out
for giving those to us. That's really sweet.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
fabulous. Gia, I walked in today and I saw a beautiful bouquet.
Ooh, I was blessed.
Gold-dipped roses
yes.
on your desk from our besties over at Steven Singer.
They were shockingly beautiful. And not to...
They're
like,
so nice.
They're so nice in person. Obviously, mm-hmm. they look so beautiful online. But when you see them in real life, they're heavy. They're luxurious.
Oh, yeah. They're good.
They're very, very nice. Like, it's hard to even believe that it's a real rose. But when you look at the leaves and stuff, like, you can tell it is real.
You
but,
can see, like, the veins.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very interesting.
It's
and,
so interesting.
And also very intricate. And what I love, too, is they come with the little holder. Mm-hmm. And the way the holder is, it's kind of, like, spread
slanted.
Out a little bit, like, slanted. So it looks, you know, it kind of is the shape of a bouquet when you mm-hmm. get all your faves.
Yeah.
And of course, you've got a red one, a pink one, and the new turquoise.
The new mesmerizing peacock teal.
Peacock teal, sorry. Yes. What did I say, turquoise?
Yes.
Peacock teal.
Yes. Yeah.
Which, how fun.
I really liked what you said about how they look like Beauty and the Beast rose. It
Big
really
time.
Does. So if you're a Disney adult like I am, you will really love that.
Mm-hmm.
And just like Kelly said, you can make a bouquet out of them, which is so nice. So it could be a reoccurring gift. You guys, mm-hmm. to help remember special moments. Over the years, you can look at an everlasting bouquet. That's also such a great thing about it. They last a lifetime.
Everlasting.
Yep.
Love that.
A real rose preserved and dipped in real 24 karat gold mm-hmm. lasts a lifetime. And Steven's 24 karat gold dipped roses start at just $59.
Woo.
So they won't wilt or die. Red is the perfect pick for your first rose, and this gift is unique, sentimental, and lasts a lifetime guaranteed. So go to IHateStevenSinger.com for real roses dipped and trimmed in a real gold from a real jeweler you can trust, Steven Singer's Jewelers. Woo. That's IHateStevenSinger.com. So let's jump into voicemails
yes.
and DMs.
Let's get into them.
We got a lot of voicemails and DMs from you guys in support of us.
Oh,
so thank you for that.
Thank you for that.
We
That's
love
very
you guys.
Nice.
Very
thank
nice.
You for that.
Much needed.
Thank you. Always needed.
Yeah.
Yep.
So here is one.
Thank you so much.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Gia. This is Lakin from Iowa.
What's up, girl?
Hey, girl.
Been listening for, you know, over a year or so.
Yay.
I found you guys on TikTok when Taylor's new album, Tortured Poets Department, came out, and y'all were doing the reactions of the songs, and have loved the pod ever since. Just wanted to call in. I just got done listening to the episode, I'm guessing it was for Tuesday this week, about your Twitter drama and stuff, and I just want you guys to know that you are so loved, and you were so right about your true listeners not knowing what was going on Twitter, because I had no idea that there was hate being spewed. If I did know, I would have been there fighting tooth and nail for y'all. So I just wanted you guys to know that we love you. Please don't let it discourage the work that you do, because you're awesome. And this is an awesome podcast, whether you have nothing to talk about or a bunch of things to talk about. I enjoy sitting down and listening with you gals twice a week. So don't give it up. Don't be discouraged. Love you so much. Bye.
Oh, Lincoln, thank you for that. Yeah. That was really nice. And honestly, like, music to my ears right now.
I just
now.
Feel
it's just nice
we needed to hear that out loud. Yeah.
It's just nice to hear, right? Like, I don't know. This is like our whole life right now.
Yeah.
You know what I
yeah,
mean? Like,
no, totally.
It's like our, at least it feels like that for me. It feels
no,
like
totally
this
same.
Is like the, like, this is what we do all the time. It's what we're always thinking about, what yep. we're always caring about. And if we're, you know, finding out somehow that, like, we're doing a shitty job, it's like, that, first of all, sucks to hear, but also, it, like, you know, it's like, is our whole life a lie? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's nice to know that that it isn't the case.
Yeah.
So thank you for saying
yeah,
that.
Yeah, thank you, Lincoln.
And we really appreciate it. And to anybody else that sent anything, thank you as well. That's
yes.
really nice. Okay. Really thoughtful.
Hi, Kelly and Gia. I just wanted to tell you this quick little story related to Taylor and Gracie and the California fires.
Oh.
So we live near an open space, and after the Palisades fire broke out, we told our kids, you know, we're going to pack up some things, and I let them choose what they wanted to bring. And my son had this football signed by all the guys that were in the Netflix receiver premiere that he got to go to. And my daughter wanted her record player and all her records. She had signed copies of a Taylor Swift TTBD and the Gracie Abrams album. Anyway, she's only 12. And so when they came in, I took those signed copies away from her until we could get them framed, because I didn't want them to get ruined.
Sure, of course.
Well, she tells me that's the only thing that she wants in the fires if we, you know, have to go. And I was like, okay, I'll find them. Well, I hid them so well, I could not find them anywhere. And lo and behold, we live about one block from the Kenneth fire. And were evacuated and had to pack up our stuff and leave immediately without the signed Taylor and Gracie album.
I'm so sorry.
Thankfully, we were so blessed that they put the fire out quick and we were able to go home the same night. And I searched high and low and found the signed copies.
Thank God.
Mom fail of the year.
Oh, no.
She would have been devastated.
No, you sound like an amazing mom.
Completely.
Yeah. That happened to one of the fire victims. But yeah, don't hide things too well. Love you guys. Thanks for all you're doing. Bye.
Oh, love you too. And so glad that you guys are safe.
Yeah, me too.
That is, I mean, first of all, that's 100% something I would do.
Oh, like, my God.
I hide stuff on myself all the time.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Like, one time I hid a bag of weed. Because I didn't want I had a party at my house and I didn't want anyone to steal it.
Of course.
And I hid it so well that I couldn't find it for 6 months. And then 6 months later, I found it. I put it in a candle holder and like on my dining room table, and like no
of
one
course.
Ever noticed.
It's like, but you always think, like, you're like, oh, it's in such an absurd place that of course I'll remember that.
Yeah.
But like you never do. And especially if it's something like very valuable like that, very sentimental at the same time. It's like you would really put it somewhere where, like, literally nothing would happen to it. But yeah, if they're telling you, it's like you got to get out of the house right now, and you got to rack your brains and think, like, where the hell did I put that? And of course, kids never forget anything.
Yeah.
And so it's not that she would forget those things, but like,
I love that, you know, that was the two things that she wanted, her Gracie vinyl and her Taylor vinyl,
that's
which is so cute.
Yo, that's a good kid too.
Okay. So say you had all 11 albums on vinyl, which one are you grabbing before you have to go?
Wow, good question. Well, here's the thing: is, you know, if they're all signed,
because
it's like some if they're not signed, like
they're all signed.
Most you can replace, I would think.
Yeah,
not
that's
all,
true. That's true.
But most,
yeah,
they're
fine.
Signed,
okay, they're all signed.
Fuck. Probably folklore.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. Yep, totally.
Probably folklore.
Definitely would probably grab folklore.
Although I have, you know, I have four of Midnights, so it's like,
yeah.
And I've got the Midnights sign on the wall. I keep forgetting. I have so many Midnights.
I only have one Midnight.
I have all the, you know, because it makes
pop. That reminds me. I have the anthology for you. I keep forgetting that, too.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that, too. Oh, good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whenever, yeah, obviously.
But, yeah, no, I'm very glad that you guys were able to go back to your house at that night, which is
thank God. Lucky. Yeah, jeez Louise. That's, oh, man. It's so, I know we talked about it a little bit already, and this the devastation, obviously, is still happening. People still figuring stuff out and real, you know, finding out bad news, good news, whatever. But it's so scary.
Yeah.
And I feel awful for everybody. And I think that a lot of people are you know, doing the best they can and also handling it really well.
Yeah.
Like, better than I ever would. Like, I guess, what do you do? But like, better than I would just be having like a full fucking meltdown. You know what I mean? I actually saw Bill Burr who I do like, actually. I really like Bill Burr. I think he's funny. But, he went on Jimmy Kimmel, and he and his family had to evacuate as well. They ended up being okay, but had to evacuate. You know, things are coming, whatever. And Bill Burr kind of went off on the people online who were talking about, he's like, I actually think everybody did a really good job with this. And, you know, you did the best you can do in this horrible tragedy and whatever. And everyone online just wants to be like, it's mismanaged. Like, this is wrong, whatever. And he was talking shit about them. And he was like, fuck these people. Like,
people just want to point fingers.
People are risking their lives and trying their hardest. Like, don't come on here and be like, this is mismanaged. Like, people try their best to do all they could for all these people and to just, like, you know, have a little grace for these people and be thankful that they're, you know, risking their lives to save you and your belongings and you know, so.
Yeah.
Respect. So I went with him. Yeah, big respect for saying stuff like that.
And also, like, don't.
Calling out the trollers. Trolls everywhere.
Yeah. And don't be hard on yourself for hiding the stuff. Clearly.
Definitely
that,
not.
That
no way.
Shows that you cared a lot and you wanted to keep it safe for your daughter. And
absolutely.
I feel like there's only so much you can do in a situation like that. So don't beat yourself up. You sound like a fabulous mom.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, you're slaying the game.
Absolutely. And continue slaying the game.
Yep.
Love it.
If
thanks
I was that
calling.
Mom, I'd be like, get the fuck.
Yeah,
we're
I'd be
going
like, girl,
now. I don't
I was
give
like,
a
we'll,
fuck.
We'll figure it out. Who cares? Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. So we got to go.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's go.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Tia. This is Carissa from Chicago.
Hey, girl.
First of all, I want to let you guys know we, all of your Taylor Watch listeners, we all fucking love you.
Thank you.
And through any of those assholes who say anything slandering or just mean about you guys, because fuck them. Suck. They need to mind their own business because they're putting a damper and raining on our parade, and we're having so much fun. Mm-hmm. So,
100%, stop raining on our parade.
Second of all, I do have a question for you guys, though.
Ooh.
So the Grammys I saw were announced to happen on February 2nd, and I want to know your guys' thoughts on what you are most excited for, what you're hoping to see from Taylor, what you're hoping to see from our Taylor adjacent friends who are going to be there. What are you hoping she wears? Mm. Will we see more plaid? Scarlett, it was plaid. Also, another question too. Do you think we will ever see Travis come with Taylor to an award show or a red carpet event?
Mm.
Just because, you know, Zendaya and, her fiance, oh my God, why am I blanking on his name?
Tom Holland.
Zendaya and Tom are engaged now, and he said, like, oh, I want her to have, like, her moment, like, those red carpets are her moment to shine. It's not about us, it's about her. Do you think they will have that kind of mentality kind of going forward in their relationship if they do decide to get married, or do you think he will eventually join her on a red carpet? Would be curious to hear your thoughts on Grammy's stuff and Travis and Taylor's stuff. Love you guys so much. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Thanks, Queen.
Thank you so much.
Great questions.
Love you too. Yeah, great questions.
Yeah.
One, the Grammys, can I be real? I have no idea. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know who's going to win what. I can't
I
tell who. Like, I don't know. I don't know. Like, what or if Taylor will win. Like, I don't know, like, what's, I don't know what it is. I'm kind of even like, is she going to go? Like,
she's definitely going to go.
She'll definitely go, right?
Like, yes. She's got to go. She's nominated for a bunch of awards. It's a Grammy. Sure. She's definitely going to go. I would be shocked if she was not there.
Right, that would be crazy.
Just, and I also feel like this is like a stacked Grammys this year. Like, for sure. I feel like everyone's going to be showing out. But I think more along the lines of like Taylor rather than like award stuff. I think she, well, the Super Bowl is going to be like, is like right. Wait, when is the Super Bowl this year?
Super Bowl, I think it's like the 8th.
Okay, so like either way, Travis definitely won't
be. I think it's the following week. Yeah. The Grammys are, the Grammys are the 2nd and the Super Bowl, I believe, is the 9th.
Yeah. I think as long as Travis is still playing football, there will be no Travis appearance at the Grammys.
Agreed.
Just because it's so close to the Super Bowl, unless the Chiefs didn't make it to the playoffs, which I don't think that will ever happen.
February 9th, yep.
But I definitely think she's going to be there. I would love to see a performance.
I would love to see a performance, too. I would
maybe
love to see
a little maybe Post Malone, Taylor, Fortnite. Maybe that's why he never came onto the... came out for the Eras Tour, and they're saving it for a little Grammy surprise. Mm-hmm. That would be awesome.
Would love that.
Yeah, I could see her wearing a plaid moment.
I could see her doing plaid. I could see her doing plaid. I could see her doing black.
Mm-hmm.
I could see her.
I don't think she's gonna. I don't think anything will happen like announcement wise.
Agreed. I don't think she's gonna use it as like a teaser or like whatever. I think that we've had a lot of that. Excuse me, I just got overcome by that yawn. It like took over my soul. I just don't think that. I don't know why I don't think it, but yeah. I would be surprised if there was an announcement or something like that. I don't know why. Normally, I think that we would maybe clown for that and think maybe something would happen, but there really is nothing set in stone on the horizon that we are like, this is what to expect at the Grammys. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you want to clown for rep, but we're already doing that for the 23rd. So it's like, you know, we're going to clown now for the 2nd as well. I don't think so. And then obviously, a new album's not coming. That'd be insane to even consider.
Yeah.
And then, music videos and stuff, like those things aren't really like Grammy.
Yeah.
Grammy announcement worthy, you know, like I think it would have to really be, because last year she announced Torture Poets Department.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And even that was only because she won a specific one. And she was like, I said, if I won this one, I would announce it.
Yeah.
And she like, her outfit was like a whole hint and whatever. And that was coming out in like 2 months. So, yeah, I don't know.
You got to be low key. Expect the unexpected. Yeah. I think it's going to be low key.
Yeah. Something about it tells me it's going to be low key.
Yeah.
I think all the pop girlies, everybody's trying to put them all against each other. And I think that they're all going to want to not look like that. You know what I mean? Like nobody's going to. Maybe we'll get a lot of beef squash. Maybe we'll get a group photo of every pop girl right now.
That'd be awesome.
Wouldn't that be nice? Would you die? Like all like 8 of them together? Mm. Like Billy, Chapel, Ariana, Sabrina, Taylor, Gracie, Olivia
that'd be awesome.
Even.
Yeah.
Like who knows?
Yeah. None of the performers have been announced. Also, there's
no
host has been announced either.
No host. But do they have a host?
Are they doing no host again?
I can't remember.
Yeah.
Did they have one last year?
I don't know.
Can't remember.
Let me look up Grammy.
I feel like there wasn't because it was such a, it was right on the heels of that Joe Coy disaster. So I feel like they like got rid of hosts for award shows like the whole year.
Who hosted?
Could it be like, LL Cool J does MTV sometimes, right?
Oh, it's Trevor Noah. Hosted the 2024 Grammys.
Yeah, that's
he did.
Right.
He did
he
an
okay,
okay
actually.
Job.
Yeah, I remember he did a good job. And right, and that was it was. And I think he even made a joke about like Joe Coy or something. Like it was.
Yeah, maybe
because that was such a fucking disaster. My God.
But yeah, no, I think what you're saying maybe a little bit of a more low key Grammys. Definitely think she's gonna be there.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see her in a plaid moment to continue the clowning for the plaid, but I don't know. Did she wear that plaid outfit that she wore? That was VMAs, right?
Yes.
And I feel like the Grammys are a little more
fancier.
Like fancy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I feel like it's hard to make a plaid fancy outfit.
Agreed. Unless it's because, like subtle.
Yeah. Like hers was very like dramatic. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't like a ball. It wasn't like a
Vivienne
formal
Westwood.
Dress. Yeah,
You mean for...
For the VMAs.
For the VMAs, yeah. Oh, yeah, that outfit was like... That was basically like a romper with a train. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that was like a whole... That was like a punk rock, like steampunk type vibe.
Very
you know?
Cool.
It was really, I loved that.
Where I
really
feel like the Grammys are kind of like you wear like a ball gown almost.
Agreed.
Like,
agreed. Well, the Grammys
she
are like
did
the
wear a ball gown.
Yeah. The Grammys are like the Oscars, but for music. So it's a little bit of a different vibe.
Yeah. So I feel like it's maybe a little hard to incorporate plaid into that, but we'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Speaking of music, though, and people coming out stuff on the horizon, whispers of new Harry Styles. Just made me
there's
think
been
Harry
whispers every fucking week.
I know, but I feel like it's been a while now, and maybe I would love that. I would love it.
I have been yearning. I have been yearning.
It's been a while now.
It's been so long.
And he's been definitely soul searching or something. You know, he's running around. He's on bikes all over Italy.
To be fair, he was on tour for like 5 fucking years.
He was, yes.
So like I do
but even
get
that
it.
Ended
but
like
Harry
Styles
came
now.
Out 2 years ago.
That tour ended when 2 years ago because when I was on the tour, I didn't have bangs yet. That's how I know.
Yeah. Oh, wait. When did...
Like, it ended, like, 2022, right?
July 2023.
Oh, shit. He went for another year?
Yeah. He toured for a really long time.
That's not as long as... Or that's not as long ago as I thought.
Yeah. Like, he was still touring, like, some of Fine Line, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Or, sorry, yes.
Harry's House?
No, the album Fine Line.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was 2019 that came out. So, I don't know. But... I mean, I've been seeing so much stuff about him, you know, Harry.
He really is.
That, like,
maybe
Nostradamus Twitter account, he's always like, oh, Harry.
He's always tweeting
Well, it's
stuff
so funny
Harry.
Because I've also been seeing so many tweets about Taylor, new Taylor music.
Right.
After the Travis thing, like, so many of those Nostradamus accounts, like, insider updates, like, whatever, like, being like, new
it's
Taylor.
It's so hard to, like, believe, though. Like, does that guy have a good success rate, that Nostradamus, whoever the fuck?
I don't know.
I don't think so. I think he just says stuff. Like, I don't actually think there's any truth to what he's saying. But who knows? I don't know. I think that, I think we're just going to have to see.
Yeah.
I think we're just going to have to see.
To the follow-up question, I do think that Travis and Taylor will walk a red carpet together eventually.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Yeah.
I think, yes, eventually. I think it will be an event that isn't music or football related.
Yeah.
I think it would be something separate because I do think that they would maybe fall in the same category of, oh, that's
Zendaya and Tom,
where it's like, oh, that's her moment. Like, I don't want to be in that. Same as Taylor. Like, you know, she goes to the games and stuff, but she doesn't want to be, like, on the screen. That's Travis's moment. Like, I don't know. It's a whole...
Yeah.
They have that mutual respect or whatever. But, yeah, no, I think that there is, in the future, at some point...
I can see it happening. I don't know.
She'll do something.
I mean, the fact that she, like, shouted him out by name in her VMA speech.
Exactly.
Like, my boyfriend Travis.
Here's a question. Has she walked a carpet with any other boyfriends?
No.
I don't think so. I think if she's walking the carpet with Travis, that's her husband. You
know
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, or like maybe if something like that were to happen down the road,
like
that's
it's a big
it
sign.
Be.
Like
or that, you know, maybe
well,
not
like
even
she...
until something like that were to potentially happen. Like, I don't know. I wonder what that thought process is like
me
if
too.
You're Taylor. You
because
know?
I do
no idea.
See, yeah, like what you said, like the football and music situation, you know, you want your partner to have their time to shine. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I feel like they have been pretty comfortable, like, being seen out and about together
totally.
And stuff. So, like, I could see it happening in the future.
For sure.
For
red
something.
Red carpets are such a high-stress environment. Like, imagine Taylor and Travis walking onto a red carpet at
People
an award show.
People would freaking flip
I think the photographers would, like literally get in fist fights trying to get photos
yeah.
of them. Like, that's the problem with that because those paparazzi are so fucking aggressive. Even, I mean, we saw...
Yeah, with, like, Chapel Roan.
You see every single person that goes on those carpets, like, they're getting screamed at, Taylor, over here, please look here!
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They get so crazy. And so, you know, who knows? That would be why I wouldn't want to, is just because of these freaks, but... If it's like a little bit of a more controlled setting or a more professional setting, then you know, who knows? Paparazzi are just the worst. I understand they need to take photos and we use their pics and, you know, they make the world go round in one way, but they're just so, like, aggressive.
Yeah, they are.
I hate it.
Yeah.
And they're yelling at the
stars
like that.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
You know?
So, yeah, we'll have to see. But either way, slay.
Slay. Yeah. Slay.
Either way, slay.
Slay the house boots down or whatever.
I will say... breaking news.
Oh, what?
Justin Baldoni
sues
Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds for $400 million, alleging defamation, extortion over It Ends With Us.
You've got to be fucking kidding me. $400 million this guy thinks he's getting out of this. These two?
Yeah.
Because they...
Attorneys
they
for the actor-director, For the actor-director filed a $400 million lawsuit in the Southern District of New York on Thursday, January 16th, on behalf of Baldoni. He's suing on claims of civil extortion, defamation, false light, invasion of privacy, breach of implied covenant of good faith and fair dealing, intentional interference with contractual relations, intentional interference with prospective economic advantage, and negligent interference with prospective economic advantage.
I gotta tell you right now, Jade, those sound like a lot of made-up things.
In a statement, Baldoni's attorney, Brian Friedman, says, this lawsuit is a legal action based on an overwhelming amount of untampered evidence detailing Blake Lively and her team's duplicitous attempt to destroy Justin Baldoni, his team, and their respective companies by disseminating grossly edited
substantiated
new and doctored information to the media. It is clear, based on our own all-out willingness to provide all complete text messages, emails, video footage, and other documentary evidence that was shared between the parties in real time, that this is a battle she will not win and will certainly regret. Blake Lively was either severely misled by her team or intentionally and knowingly misrepresented the truth. Let's not forget, Miss Lively and her team attempted to bulldoze reputations and livelihoods for heinously selfish reasons through their own dangerous manipulation of the media before even taking any actual legal action. We know the truth, and now the public does too. Justin and his team have nothing to hide. Documents do not lie. Ooh.
$400 million dollars is a delusional amount of money, I think.
Yeah.
Like, that is that's a crazy amount of money to be suing for. I think that's almost half a billion dollars that's this crazy. Guy thinks he's entitled to for what? Because they made fun of you because you have a man bun in a deleted scene on Deadpool. Like, that's why I'm so like, I get the arguments of the texts were shown out of order and whatever. It's hard. Yes, it's hard to argue that if you're having Blake's side of things. But I still think that, like, you can present as many quote unquote facts as you want. The true nature of what happened is it very much depends on how people perceived it at the time. And if they want to lie and say that their intentions weren't, you know, to fat shame Blake Lively or to make her uncomfortable or do whatever, it's like, who are you to say that that's untrue? It's like, no, it literally is true because she said it. So now the lawsuit is, here are the facts. Don't believe this woman. Mm. That's what I'm hearing from this. And that bothers me. So we'll see. I mean, I don't know. I'm still primed, my eyes are open on this Justin Baldoni thing. And I think that he's like a raging narcissist.
I definitely think there's two sides to the story with we can't like pick.
We'll never know.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to see how this lawsuit looks.
I would love to see their response. Like, I need to see a Blake Lively response.
Yeah, no response yet.
People have to remember that they hire these lawyers, like Blake's lawyers too. They did the same thing.
Yeah.
And they use a certain kind of language and it can sound snarky. And it's like, it's lawyers trying to one up each other. And then, you know, if you've ever seen like a law show or like a, you know, SVU or literally anything, you know that it's not that they even care about like the outcome of the thing. They just want to win this case.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they'll say and do, and they'll create all of these, you know, all these lawsuits, and they'll create all like this whole laundry list of things that make someone look worse than it is. Like that's a long list of things you read off.
Yeah.
Half those things on that list, what the fuck are you talking about? You know what I mean? Like, it's a lot of like, it's a word salad. You know? Lawyers love a word salad. We love them for that, but that is true on both sides of things. So we'll have to see.
Yeah. This is a little interesting tidbit.
Oh.
Justin also calls out Blake's BFF, Taylor Swift, and her husband, Ryan Reynolds, for getting involved in the writing of the script. He says Blake had done a rewrite of the film's critical rooftop scene where the main characters meet. He says they had a meeting at Blake and Ryan's New York City penthouse about the rewrite, but he now feels it was more of an ambush. Justin says Ryan was there from the start, singing the praises of Blake's rewrite, and then hours later, Taylor popped in with her two cents, also applauding Blake's version of the scene. So it just feels like they think,
why are
like,
you
by
using
dragging
Taylor's name,
Taylor into
shut
it.
Shut the
like,
fuck
yeah,
up. Now I hate him. Now that's it. You're dead to me now. Everything you said, I don't believe anything you said. Like, he just...
They're best friends.
That's her best
what?
Friend.
Yeah.
And also, what does it matter? Like, it's okay, so your best friend came in. She says she likes the work that you did. That means... What does that mean? Who cares?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Like, obviously, she's going to, like, support her friend.
Of
and,
course.
Like, if she likes that version better, then, like, okay.
She'll be
says,
honest. I don't
she's
think she's
the fucking
lie.
Professional music writer. Like, I think maybe we should take
she
a
She writes
two
love stories for
that.
A living. Yeah. Sorry, that's you're like, the first movie ever. You cast yourself as this... As the hottest man in the world, who's also an abuser, and now all of a sudden you're like pissed off.
Someone
and it's
said
like, hey, maybe less
hours
abuse.
Later and popped in feels very much like it was fully expected he'd be gone by then, and she did the equivalent of, I think that change sounds amazing, and he's trying to apply. It was all a calculated effort,
of course.
Yeah,
of course. It's just listen, I you know. Why would you
bring mentioning
Taylor
her out of desperation because he knows the brainless haters will echo every dumb fucker who talks shit about her without thinking.
Yep.
It's so easy to mention her when you fucked up and don't know what else to do.
And we already know that they're trying to drag her through the mud because in their orchestrated attempt at bringing down Blake and her entire career, they said, oh, point out the fact that she's weaponizing femininity similarly to Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. Like, we already know that this narrative was in play. It's like, we saw your whole playbook.
Yeah.
Now you're putting it in action. It's like, but we saw. Mm. We saw what you planned to do. We know that it's fucking bullshit. And now here you are with a $500 million lawsuit. I can't get over that.
Crazy.
Justin Baldoni might be the most delusional person on the planet. Like, he might truly be the most out of touch guy in the world. In the world. And I hope his wife divorces him. I'll say it.
I
really hope it. Because even, here's the thing. I'm sure that they both have been throwing bombs at each other. And I'm sure that there's guilt on both sides. And I'm sure there are issues here and there. I think his problems were bigger. I think he was worse. Hmm. And I think that she's speaking up about it. And I think that at the end of the day, no one's going to win because they're going to drag each other through the mud, you know, till the end of time. But truthfully, I think that his track record as trying to pretend to be some good guy when he's not is the main thing here. Like, that is like, don't let this guy pull the wool over your eyes because he thinks he's like God's gift to women, accepting fake fucking awards about oh, look, I love women. It's like, if you have to fucking tell people you love women so much, usually you don't. You know what I mean? It's like, shut the fuck up. Oh, God, I hate him. Mm. Oh, I hate him. I hate him. I hate him. Wow.
How do we feel about this?
Uh-oh. Trisha.
Trisha Paytas, the heiress of Trish Tour.
I'm obsessed. Yeah. I love it. By the way, I love
it. She can
she
do no wrong
amazing.
In my eyes. She looks amazing.
She's
wearing the same exact bodysuit.
She's wearing the lover bodysuit. Yeah,
it's so fun. Should we go see her in Atlantic poster? City?
I dead ass, when
I
is
would.
It? I would.
Yeah, Trisha Paytas is doing an heiress of Trish Tour.
That's
she's
incredible.
Wearing the same exact lover bodysuit.
When's Atlantic City?
And it's the same font, June 7th.
Let's go.
Fuck it. She's the only person that I will allow this.
Me too.
Of the copy. Of the copy.
Because she's funny about it, and you know that it's from a respectful place.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
She's never spoken ill of
never.
Of Taylor.
I like Trisha Paytas. I know she's a polarizing person, but I like her. I think she means well.
She's had a full circle moment for sure.
She definitely has. Yeah. She definitely has. Yeah, sure. She's maybe said or done a few things that were a little stupid, but who hasn't? Who among us?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's do a few.
Oh yeah, a few of those
DMs.
Replies.
Yes,
right.
Yes, let's jump into that. Okay, someone said, "Not a question. Just want to say I read Kelly's blog and want to show some love and support."
Oh, that's
which
nice.
Was
Thank
nice.
You.
Oh, I think we've answered this one before. Love you guys. If you could be any Taylor friend, who is it?
Oh, a Taylor friend.
I think I would be. I think I used to say Kelly Taylor, but now I think I'd be Ashley Avignon.
Oh yeah, she goes,
she's
she
like
goes
low
deep.
Key.
Yeah,
she's cool.
They've also been around. They've been friends for.
They've been friends forever.
A really long time.
Yeah, she has good style.
Yeah, she seems cool.
Yeah.
I think I probably would have said Blake, and now it's like, well, Blake's got drama, so I wouldn't want to be Blake right now, to be honest. But maybe Gigi.
Ooh, down.
Gigi's a good friend because she's
Fuck,
got her
yeah,
own
you're
life,
right, you're
and
right.
then but they always go out to dinner. They're always gallivanting girlies,
and
in
she has
New
the
York
best
City.
Style.
Best style. She's got her precious baby that we like, you know, we like barely ever hear about.
Yeah.
Which I, you know, I love Kai,
cute name.
Cute.
And she.
Hot baby daddy.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Hottest baby daddy. Like.
and seems to be like, obviously we know nothing wrong. We don't know what's going on in Gigi's life, but I do think like her as a mom and older and living away from Yolanda and like all that, I think that she seems to
found
be
some
like
peace.
Yes, yeah. like very much so because watching poor Gigi go through all that like abuse from her
Real
mother
Housewives
and
stuff?
Real Housewives,
it's crazy.
It was fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Yolanda's off her rocker, obviously, but that's your mom, you know. Sometimes your mom's crazy. It's like, what do you say and do? Mm. But it seems like she's in control of her own destiny now, and I'm happy for her.
What is your favorite Taylor Swift music video?
Blank Space.
Ooh,
full stop. I like all of them, but Blank Space is like, oh my god.
I think mine is Cardigan.
Cardigan's a really good one too.
Really love
really
that one.
Really good one.
Cardigan, like music video, I feel like you could play I Hate It Here over it and it would still have like the same like vibe.
Absolutely.
And I just love the visuals of it.
For sure.
So beautiful.
For sure. I love Blank Space because of all the outfits. The fashion's so good.
Some of this stuff that people say, I obviously cannot read it out loud, but okay. What Taylor Swift song describes your life right now?
I Hate It Here. Big time.
Yeah, that's
I
a good
hate
one
it
for
here.
You.
I'm trying to think if there are others. And if it's like sad, depressing, and I borderline want to kill myself, like it applies to my life right now. Like that's
perfect.
It's that. Yep. Yeah. It's that. I Hate It Here though. Is I would say most of the time. What's yours? Are you a Lover album right now?
I think I'm. Alchemy.
What if she has said false god just now?
Oh my god. I'm like,
I jump out the window.
Definitely guilty as sin.
Yeah, like ew. No. What's the other one? So It Goes that you love?
Oh, I love So
you
It
love
Goes.
So It Goes.
Yeah.
But that's also a sexy song.
I think
song.
I'm in like a But Daddy, I Love Him kind
cute.
Of. Because me and TJ, we do get a lot of hate online
oh, yeah,
from people.
Of course. Yeah, of course.
So
which
it's
is
like,
so stupid.
But
mind your
like,
business.
I don't like Sarah's and Hannah's in their Sunday best, mm-hmm. clutching their pearls,
crying
what a
mess.
And I'm like, I got my. But Daddy, I Love Him, you mm-hmm. know? And also maybe like the Alchemy.
For sure.
But yeah.
Cutie.
Cute vibes.
Cutie. Love that.
Okay, and let's do one more. Let's see. There's so many good ones. Literally so many good ones.
I love my earrings so much. I feel like they are so beautiful. I wear them probably too much.
Do you ever think if Taylor can do X thing, I can do this? When I broke up with my boyfriend, I said to myself, if Taylor can end a 6-year relationship in the public eye, I can do this. If Taylor performs a 3-hour show under every circumstance, I can do my office job with a stomach ache.
No, I swear to God, every single day I think about that. And especially when it comes to like, you know, hate online or whatever, like I'll be moping around feeling sorry for myself, being like, I got the worst life in the world, like whatever. And then I'll be like, Taylor Swift still wakes up and puts on a fucking show and lives her life and does her shit and ignores the haters, of which there are many.
Yeah.
And so can I.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
honestly,
it's
I think
crazy.
That all the time. A lot of the times, honestly, with like relationship stuff, like I'm like,
big
well, Taylor Swift,
that.
Like she went through this. Like, so can I. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously with her songs and the relationship, there's so many connections you can make that help you.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like. Especially in our field, like, obviously it's way, 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 way less. But,
sure.
like, just listening to her music, like, helps me think, oh, if Taylor can get through this type of thing, like, so can I.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, I always think that. Like,
even, too, I sometimes listen to her songs and I'll be like, okay, I feel less bad about myself for, like a fuck up or,
yeah.
or something I've done that's maybe not great or whatever. Because I'm like, well, she sang about it. And if even she is flawed in a similar way, then that means like it's not so bad then.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like she's still okay. And so I can be okay too.
Agreed.
All the time.
All the
that's
time.
Probably like the number one reason I love Taylor Swift so much.
Yeah.
It's like, because it's like the, you know, you get the okay to like be yourself. Kinda.
Yeah.
So yeah.
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful. Oh, she's lovely. Well, that was a wonderful.
What a jam-packed episode.
Jam-packed episode.
Yeah.
Fun stuff.
Fun
I hope
stuff.
You guys had fun with us. We're happy to be back in New York. We're going to be back in New York for a while.
Yes, yeah.
And no issues there. So we will see everybody on Tuesday.
Love you guys.
Love you.